When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, it is time once again for another edition of Tales from 2 a.m. I do not know what time it is on your clock, whether you are having your iPhone or you have a cuckoo clock from the 1940s, it doesn't matter. It's Tales from 2 a.m. and it's 2 a.m. somewhere. My name is Brian Anthony Davis. I am the podcast producer at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. And with me today is a special guest. I am so glad to pull a good friend from the live chat. You might know him as Tate Boys. Kevin Tate is here with me. Kevin, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Ben, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. I love this show. I've been a viewer for about 2.5 years now. So, you know, I enjoy all the different shows that you guys have on, mostly YouTube every week. I do sometimes listen to the Less Ride, but I find myself watching the YouTube more so.
Well, excellent. And now that's a good thing. I'm glad you brought that up. If you're missing out on the YouTube, I mean, if you're checking out the YouTube shows, that's great. But you're going to be missing out on so much more. As the podcast producer, we have put together a great fall lineup where we're already starting to mix those shows in. So are you a fantasy football guy, Kevin?
I am a fantasy football guy.
All right. So you got to be checking out the Steelers Fantasy Football Fix on Wednesdays with Jeremy Betts. Another guy who he was a ride or die crew on the Let's Ride podcast, and he was able to show us what he could do. And he has a great fantasy football show that comes from a Steelers perspective, who they're playing each and every week and the rest of the league, whether it's daily fantasy or whether it's your traditional fantasy football league. So check that out. We also debuted another show yesterday. We call them the Steelers Power Half Hour. Some guys with an Ohio perspective, they're coming from there. So we've got Chris, Joe, and Paul doing a show where they power rank different factions of the Steelers each and every week. They did a top five of the most crucial for 2021 just yesterday. So you got to check that out as well. Of course, Let's Ride. And, you know, Jeff Hartman, he wants everybody to be in the ride or die crew. So check that out. But we've got other shows, too, that are coming up. I can't wait to talk about them. We will be maybe having some guys from there coming up, leading up to those shows. Jeffrey Benedict's going to have his own show. We have another show called What Ian's Talking about the Steelers side of social media. And there's other shows on the audio only. The Steelers Retro Show with Tony DeFio and myself. And we're going to be doing, Fact or Fictions there every single week. We've got Steelers Radio Wire if we appear on other shows. And speaking of other shows, you have your own show on YouTube. Tate, could you tell us about that?
Yeah, I have a couple good buddies of mine. We started a podcast a couple months ago. It's called The Know-It-Alls. And it's basically just your routine sports podcast. It's not Steelers-centric like this one. We talk about all sports. Two of us, though, are Steelers fans. One is a Cowboy fan. And we just talk about the gamma of sports. Thus far, we've had some guests on the show. KJ Adams, All-American basketball player, headed to Kansas this fall. We talked about the NIL with him, the name, image, likeness that the NCAA has allowed collegiate athletes to get paid. We've had Olympian Damu Cherry on talking about an Olympics preview. And just last week, we had Ray Jackson and Anthony Floyd. Ray Jackson from the Michigan Fab Five and Anthony Floyd, ex-Louisville Cardinal All-American safety and Indianapolis Colt, played with Peyton Manning and Edgerrin James, Marvin Harrison, Freeney, and those guys. So we talked about the NIL with those guys and just their careers and life after sports. So, we're trying to just make a mark and, get some subscribers and have some different things to bring you guys. So thanks for giving me a chance to kind of talk about that, Bad. And it's Know-It-Alls, KNOITALLZ, Know-It-Alls.
And I tell you what, it's a good show. I've had a chance to check out. I saw the Ray Jackson show, and I saw the Damu Mitchell show. So it was really good. So I wanted to have Tate on the show. I remember Tate from our live chat, and Kevin was also in our our draft.
The draft.
Yes. Years, yeah. So who did you have last year?
Last year in the draft. I had the Raiders, and I took JOK, who's now a Cleveland Brown. I had him going to the Raiders. I think about 17, and they end up taking the lineman from Alabama, who they probably could have gotten the second round. Seems like those guys always kind of overdraft.
Didn't they take Alex Leatherwood early too? So I mean,
Leatherwood, that's what I'm talking about. Lineman from Alabama.
Oh yeah,
Leatherwood, so that, yeah. Yeah,
that's a weird drafting team. So you probably drafted better for the Raiders. So
JOK ended up going in the second round, but they said he had some heart condition or something, which is why he failed to the Browns. I wonder if he had been available for us, if we would have took him or still took Freiemuth.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That could have been a possibility too. I mean, there was a lot of people that were high on JOK. So with that being said, Steelers are in camp, Kevin, and I'm really excited for this because last week was a really weird first week with all the goings on with Vince Williams and then signing Melvin Ingram. But when they signed Melvin Ingram, a lot of people thought that Melvin Ingram was a consolation prize that the Steelers wanted Justin Houston first. Now, Justin Houston, they had conversations with him. The Steelers signed Melvin Ingram for 1 year, $4 million. Yesterday, the Ravens signed Justin Houston for 1 year, $4 million. A lot of people think it had a lot to do with Justin Houston wanting to be guaranteed to be a starter. Do you have any idea whether that was true?
I don't have an idea if that was true. I mean, I've heard that, though. It sounds like it's a high possibility with that. I think Justin Houston would have been a good fit, but I mean, you can't guarantee the guy a starter role, but you can understand why he's had Pro Bowl years. He just came off, I think, an 8-sack season with the Colts last year. So, I mean, I can understand him and his agent coming in wanting to negotiate that, but we have a strong belief in Alex Highsmith. In Alex Highsmith. And, I think him and Melvin Ingram are going to compete it out, but at the very least, whichever one starts, it's going to be a great three-man rotation we have going this year.
Melvin Ingram, to me, is an unselfish player, and he's glad to be there. He was thrilled about the Tomlin way, coming in, seeing the entire organization. Of course, Tomlin mentioned that, hey, and when he brings guys in later on, he's like, yeah, we were really high on this guy in the draft process. And they were back in 2011 when he was drafted. But Ingram's the kind of guy that's saying, hey, I have no problem playing inside and out, and they've been doing that in practice so far in training camp. So I really like the fact that Ingram's just like, I'm glad to be here. I'm going to give you everything I got. He's wearing number 8, which I think is cool. I mean, he's honoring Kobe. So, I mean, that's something that a guy like Houston wasn't willing to be a part of the team. I mean, he was willing to be on the team if he got what he wanted. So getting an unselfish team first guy in Ingram kind of excites me a little bit. So I'm glad to see him in there. If he stays healthy, I think he will be a madman for that team. What are your thoughts on health with Ingram?
I agree. I mean, if Ingram can stay healthy, I mean, he was a Pro Bowl player up until 2019. I mean, including 2019. He was injured last year. I think only played 7 games. I mean, I'd argue that I understand Bud is gone, and Bud is an athletic freak and caused a lot of havoc for us and was a great player. He didn't come into his own until the past 2 years, though. I'd say with if Ingram can get back to the level of play that he had in San Diego prior to 2020 last year, and with the maturity in year two, you know, what Coach Tomlin expects from players in year two, with that elevation, the Highsmith play, and if Ingram can get back to the level of play that he demonstrated prior to being injured last year, I think we have better edge rushers in 2021 than we did in 2020.
Yeah, I really believe we do. Bud Dupree, absolutely fantastic, and we're going to miss him. But where they are from, and we talked about this on the Steelers preview the other day, the situation in 2021 is better because going into the season, you have more established guys than you did last year, with Highsmith being number 3 and being an unknown. So your unknown is now at number 4 and number 5, and that being Quincy Roche. And so those three are a little more established. Even with Highsmith going into his second year, we're hearing some great things from him. So I like the situation that they have there. These are not the Anthony Ciccolo days. So they're looking good there. This is not the Tuzar Skipper Ola Adeniyi days where they were unproven. And even last year when Ola Adeniyi was your number 4 guy, he really didn't do a lot. He was more of a special teams demon for that team. So I'm pretty excited where they're going here. And hopefully one of these guys someday will be in the Steelers Hall of Honor. And whoa, did I just say Hall of Honor?
Hall of Honor.
Yeah, so yesterday, this is always a big day for me because I love when the Steelers announce their Hall of Honor. Of course, when a Pittsburgh Steeler gets inducted into the Hall of Fame, which we're going to have a few coming up this week, and with, of course, Bill Cowher, Troy Polamalu, we have Alan Faneca. Bill Nunn has already been inducted posthumously, so they've already had that ceremony, if I'm not mistaken. So, and Donnie Schell, don't forget Donnie Schell. And Donnie Schell's a guy for years that should have been in there for a long time. These guys were in the Steelers. Most of these guys were in the Steelers Hall of Honor beforehand. And the way the Steelers Hall of Honor works, when it came out in 2017, they said, if you're already in the Hall of Fame, you're going to be inducted in. So guys that get into the Hall of Fame will get into the Steelers Hall of Honor. But then there's the other guys that you don't know if they're ever going to make the Hall of Fame. One guy, my all-time favorite, is LC Greenwood. LC Greenwood should be in the NFL Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'm sorry, that's the correct name for it. He should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Shrine, Canton, Ohio. So he's a guy that's in the Steelers Hall of Honor, and he definitely deserves to be. There's other guys in the Hall of Honor like James Ferrier, guy that I knew. Would you ever expect a guy like James Ferrier? He was great for the Steelers, but ever to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Right.
I don't think he would.
Probably not.
Yeah. I don't think he would. So I was thinking, when I saw that list yesterday, I was thinking much deserved, because the list yesterday, this is the first one is Tony DeFeo's guy and my guy too. But Lewis Lips was his favorite. And Tony wants a Lewis Lips jersey. I'm going to have to find him a Louis Lips jersey. But, I mean, Kevin, you're about the same age as Tony and I. And I remember I was in eighth grade. No, I was in seventh grade when Lewis Lips got drafted. And we were just like, hey, he's got a funny name. And then next thing you know, number 83 is going nuts in that 1984 season. And it was so fantastic to watch that guy play. He's not going to be a Hall of Fame player, but he is definitely an all-time Steeler great.
And I'm glad, Steeler great. Yeah.
I'm glad he was honored. Then you've got John Kolb. John Kolb is a guy that I know John Kolb's birthday because John Kolb from Oklahoma State, a third-round draft pick in 1969, was born the same day as my father. Same exact day, same exact year. So I can tell you August 30th, 1947, I know that. So John Kolb has always been a favorite player of mine. And then when I found that out, I'm like, all right, even more. That guy was your left tackle for those four Super Bowls. And he was making sure that Terry Bradshaw was taken care of. A lot of people don't remember John Kolb these days.
I didn't remember him, man. I mean, I read up on him. And that's who the guy was. But I didn't just remember him by name.
Yeah, when you think of number 55, you don't think of John Kolb. But John Kolb was absolutely great. So John Kolb gets the honor as well. Then we've got some other players getting in. And I'm really excited about these guys that just got in. So we have Tunch Elkin. Tunch Elkin is absolutely the number one guy on this list, especially with what he's going through right now. But no one has been more of a Steelers ambassador throughout the years than one Tunch Elkin, the 1980 draft pick in the sixth round from Indiana State. And he has been absolutely fantastic for this team. So I'm so glad to see Tunch Elkin make the list as well. So, you know, great news there. What are your thoughts on Tunch?
You know, I remember Tunch as a player in the late 70s, early 80s, being a great Steeler, but kind of during the period of time when the Steelers weren't necessarily doing so well. I think, like, he was with the Mark Malone, Bubby Brister, David Woodley for a season. Those guys were the quarterback. But he was always an anchor on that line. And, you know, I have – and really as a broadcaster and stuff with the Steelers, I mean, he's still in our windshield. Like, we still get to see him and get to appreciate everything. He's a lifer with the Steelers, you know?
Absolutely. So, yeah,
a lot of respect for Tunch.
Yeah, and I would think Craig Wolfley would be the next guy going in, because when you always think of Tunch, you think of Wolf too. And yeah, it's funny because Wolf was drafted a round before him in the very same draft, 1980. So that's great. So I'm so glad to see him in. And this last one, probably one of my favorite Steelers as well, because a lot of us really adore the 1995 Steelers. Sure, it's a team that did not win the Super Bowl, but they were in the Super Bowl. And here's a guy that made a switch mid-season. He was your Pro Bowl safety, an all-pro safety. And Carnell Lake was asked to move to corner. And that's not an easy thing to do in the middle of the season. Because remember, he wasn't playing that in college. Do you know what position Carnell Lake played at UCLA?
He played linebacker.
Yeah. Linebacker. Yeah, so it's not like he had experience at corner in college, where some of these – if you're going to ask somebody to switch, you at least think they'd have some experience.
But he in secondary, yeah.
Yeah. He had Pro Bowl experience as a safety, and then he made the Pro Bowl team that year in 1995 as a corner. So just great to see Carnell Lake get in as well. Carnell was with the Steelers just a few years ago as a defensive backfield coach as well. So Carnell Lake, great to see him in the Steelers Hall of Honor. So overall thoughts, did they do well with this foursome going into the Hall of Honor, Kevin?
I think they did. I mean, I think when you hear each of those individual players' names, you think all-time Steelers. You think Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, like you said, Lewis Lips, Carnell Lake, Cobb, all those guys. I mean, they're just are just part of the fabric and illustrate what it is to be a Steeler.
Now, so this is an interesting one, because this is a guy that he's still in the league. But I've heard some people say, well, you know who's never going to make the Steelers Hall of Honor? And it's Antonio Brown. And my thought to that is, not so fast. Sure, Antonio Brown burned down the town on his way out. But I don't think you can deny what Antonio Brown did in Pittsburgh on the football field. And of course, he would not be getting in anytime soon because he's still in the league. But let me ask you this. Years down the road, after everything cools off, and you go back and look, and you see the contributions to the Steelers from a guy like Antonio Brown, could you see him getting in regardless of if he was in the, let's say he doesn't make the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but would you see the Steelers honoring him way down the road?
Oh, that's a tough one, man. I could. I mean, you know, time heals all. So
we could
be somewhere down the line, and you know, the Packers had it with Brett Favre, and you know, teams have it with different individuals who were part of their all time greats. Right now, today, August 2021, I have a problem with it myself. I have a Steeler kind of wall of fame, all-time favorite Steelers, and I don't have Antonio Brown or L. Bell up here, you know, but I could certainly see it happening. You can't argue about the numbers and statistics and what him and Ben did together. They'll go down as an all-time great combination. Just a shame that it had to end so early because of whatever foolishness and stuff that was going on. You know what I mean? The same thing with L. Bell. L. Bell was on an all-time pace. Them, like, he averaged more yards per game than any running back over his first 4 or 5 years. And for him to just kind of demolish that independently by himself is kind of like, man. So, but I think in time, both of them will be welcomed back into the Steeler family, because once a Steeler, always a Steeler.
You know, I think down the road that, you know, like you said, time heals all wounds. I could see it absolutely happening way down the road. Definitely Antonio Brown, just for what he has done here. And here's another guy that we can even talk about. This guy, he's not in the Hall of Honor yet. I know he's going to get into the Hall of Honor, and he's been welcomed back for the 10th anniversary in 2018. Of the 10th anniversary of the 2018, it's James Harrison. And James Harrison had some things to say about the Steelers. But James Harrison's still in the Steelers family.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
I certainly agree. I mean, James Harrison is on my wall back here. He's right there next to the hat, if you can see it back up there. But, yeah, I think James Harrison, I mean, he was Defensive Player of the Year. He was part of two Super Bowl teams. He demonstrates the hard work and the ethic and the blue collar, hard hat, lunch pail mentality that is Pittsburgh and what it says about being a Steeler. So I think he'll be welcome sooner than Antonio Brown will be.
Here's a thing. So let's flip the script a little bit. We're talking about guys that a lot of the fans are upset that they kind of did the Steelers wrong on the way out, but there's guys that are upset, including one Troy Polamalu that's going into the Hall of Fame that doesn't like the way that his career ended because it did not end on his terms. And nobody's going to deny not only the contributions on the field of a Troy Polamalu, but deny the contributions off the field in the locker room, what kind of great person he was as well. And you can go back years to Terry Bradshaw not wanting to have a lot to do with the organization for a long time. He didn't show up to a game until 2002 on the field to be honored. And he left the team in 1984. So it had to take time for the wounds. It will have to take time for those wounds to heal. And it took time for Terry Bradshaw. Now he's kind of back in the fold a little bit. You have the same thing with a guy like Troy Polamalu. He's not completely in love with the organization right now, but he is still a Pittsburgh Steelers. And so you got to think that it goes both ways. Hines Ward was asked to leave early, but Hines Ward is an ambassador for the Steelers again.
Agreed. I mean, those things are kind of touchy situations. I mean, I think the Steelers kind of like to team up north, the Patriots, kind of have a feel when to let guys go and not just, you know, keep them and pay them just because of what they've done in the past. I mean, Troy Polamalu is one of my all-time favorites, as is Hines Ward. I mean, you could argue, were those guys kind of getting old when they were asked to go ahead and step away? They could, but I learned a long time ago when the Steelers play hardball and let Rod Woodson go, that they'll let just about anybody go. You know, so this, you know, football is a business. Business decisions have to be made. I'm just glad that they can you know, reconcile and get back together, and we can welcome some of our all-time greats back into the fold.
Absolutely. So, you know what? I was thinking this, Tate. We like to go the lighter side on Tales from 2 AM, and that's something that we love to do. So we're going to take a break. But when we come back, we are going to name the 2021 Tales from 2 a.m. Hall of Honor. And it is going to go ahead and be players that we think are unsung, that deserve to be on the team as well, that will probably not make the Steelers Hall of Honor, but guys that we think that should. So we're going to do that next, right after this. And I'm going to throw in something a little extra. I am going to tease you with this towards the end of the show. I'm going to let you know somebody from the Olympic broadcasting team who, if I had a sex tape, I would want to be the commentator on my sex tape. So that will be right after this on Tales from 2 a.m. You're not going to want to miss the second half just to hear that idiocy coming out of my mouth. So stick around. We will be right back.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.